Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Today's the deadline for two Trump administration officials to turn over documents to House investigators as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, they're not expected to comply.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Energy Secretary Rick Perry both face deadlines to turn over documents related to Ukraine. But the White House and other administration officials have refused other such requests, arguing the impeachment inquiry isn't legitimate. Mulvaney was involved in blocking aid to Ukraine and publicly admitted the funding was held up in part because President Trump wanted the country to investigate a conspiracy theory about the hacking of Democratic Party servers. Mulvaney later tried to walk back that admission. Perry became a top Trump emissary to Ukraine, pushing the country's leaders on corruption and working directly with Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Perry announced he plans to resign by the end of the year. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israel's prime minister in Jerusalem today. It's the first high-level meeting since President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of northern Syria, triggering Turkey's incursion. Naomi Zevoloff has more.
In remarks to reporters, Pompeo called the U.S.-Israel relationship, quote, as strong as it has ever been. He said that he and Netanyahu discussed efforts made to push back against the threat posed by Iran, a common foe. Pompeo visited Jerusalem after leaving Ankara, where he and Vice President Mike Pence announced a five-day ceasefire agreement to halt Turkey's attacks against Syrian Kurdish fighters. Turkey's incursion began earlier this month after the United States withdrew forces from northern Syria. Some Israeli commentators warned that the withdrawal proves that the U.S. is no longer a reliable ally, since it left behind Syrian Kurds, formerly a key U.S. partner. But on Friday, Netanyahu said that the U.S.-Israel relationship stands out for its, quote, durability, stability, and strength. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Zevoloff in Tel Aviv.
Two blasts have shaken a mosque in eastern Afghanistan, and a provincial official says at least 62 people died, dozens of others were injured. There has been no claim of responsibility so far. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
The blast caused the roof of the mosque to collapse on top of worshippers who'd gathered for Friday prayers. It's the most serious militant attack against civilians in weeks. It comes as the United Nations says that the casualty toll in Afghanistan had climbed this year and said July had been the deadliest month since the UN began its systematic documentations of casualties a decade ago.
NPR's Dia Hadid. Wall Street is trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 77 points at 26,947. The Nasdaq down 39 points at 8,117. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 2,990. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Chicago, teachers are striking for a second day over pay benefits and class size, among other issues. That is, classes canceled for more than 300,000 students. 25,000 teachers in the country's third largest school system walked off the job after months of negotiations failed to resolve issues. It's Chicago's first major walkout since 2012. One of the greatest ballerinas of the 20th century has died. Alicia Alonso died Thursday in Havana, Cuba at the age of 98. And NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
She was a fluid sylph and an extraordinary ambassador, not just for dance, but reconciliation during the darkest days of the Cold War. You can see Alonzo's precision and passion on YouTube videos from her prime, back from the days when Alonzo helped found the National Ballet of Cuba in 1948. She danced in Russia and the United States back when barriers between the countries seemed impenetrable. Alonzo was sight impaired. She danced not only with limited vision, but she was celebrated throughout the ballet world for the brilliance of her interpretations of classical ballet. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The historic first spacewalk by two female astronauts is underway. Christina Cook and Jessica Meir will replace a battery unit that controls power on the International Space Station. A previous attempt at an all-female spacewalk last March was scrapped because NASA said it only had one female space suit. 14 women have been on spacewalks with male partners. And again on Wall Street, the Dow is down 75, NASDAQ down 40, S&P 500 down 6. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.